This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There has been another car bomb in Baghdad. The location of today's attack was the entrance to the capital's green zone. And once again, the only victims were Iraqis. NPR's Tom Bullock reports from Baghdad.
For the second consecutive day, the blast of a suicide car bomb interrupted Baghdad's morning rush hour. And the U.S. military confirms this morning's attack struck at the same entrance to the heavily fortified Green Zone, Checkpoint 12, at nearly the same time. In both attacks, it was Iraqis who bore all the casualties. At Baghdad's Yarmouk Hospital, doctors loaded the wounded on gurneys, then rushed them to treatment beds and operating rooms. The hospital staff says nearly half of the dozen or so patients they've seen from today's car bombing are critically wounded. Over the last 2 days, this hospital has seen the bulk of casualties from the attacks on Checkpoint 12. The U.S. military says there were no American casualties in either today or yesterday's car bombings at Checkpoint 12. Proof the Green Zone's fortifications, including 12-foot-high concrete blast walls, sandbags, and miles of razor wire, are protecting U.S. forces from many insurgent attacks. But when U.S. troops venture out into what they call the Red Zone, the insurgents are far more effective. Yesterday, two U.S. Marines were killed by insurgents in Iraq's restive Anbar province, home to the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. U.S. officials have declined to give specifics on the attack or where they happened. All of these attacks come as Iraqi political parties are gearing up for the next phase of the upcoming national elections. Tomorrow, the parties are scheduled to begin campaigning for their lists, as they're known here, slates of candidates hoping to fill a 275-member National Assembly that will, among other things, work on a new Iraqi constitution. But insurgents are threatening to disrupt the election by attacking polling stations, Iraqi security forces, and killing any Iraqis who vote. The country's fledgling police and military forces are expected to play the key role in providing security for the January 30th election. In an interview with the BBC, Iraq's interim president, Ghazi al-Yawar, said the only way to improve Iraq's police and military units is for the U.S. forces to pull back and to call back much of the former Iraqi army disbanded by U.S. officials just after the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime.
What I'm asking for is to improve it by augmenting some Iraqi army officers from the past, and definitely for an Iraqi, I'm sure it will boost up his morale when he's commanded by an Iraqi fellow.
But ongoing insurgent attacks and desertions in Fallujah and the northern city of Mosul have left many Iraqis wondering if the country's security forces are even capable of protecting themselves. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.